Hello, everybody. KDC here, KDC Movement, back again. Just want to render encouragement to someone who feels that you're at your lowest of lowest points. I get it. You're always the lender, never the borrower. You're always the go-to person, but the moment you need, can't find anybody. Can't even get anybody to respond to messages, let alone pick up the phones. I get it. You begin to feel all alone. You begin to feel frustrated. And you're really not angry with anybody, but you begin to feel at a loss for words. You become heartbroken. You genuinely would give people the shirt off your back, but even the people that claim that they're closest to you, love you the most, doesn't even reciprocate what you display and depict out. But I wanted to let you know to keep going. Keep being you. Keep being you. Why? Because God sees you, and God does not play about his people. As I was looking at this word of encouragement and I began to think about it, so many scriptures came to mind. And I looked at it, you know, read them, studied them, but it didn't hit home. And then I thought about a very familiar passage of scripture. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Well, how does that tie in to the fact of God having my back? Let's think about this for a minute. God gave his only begotten Son, sacrificed the life of his Son so that you, years on down the line, could have access to the tree of life. You could have your own personal relationship with him. The veil would be ripped. No longer would you have to rely on the priest to go before God on your behalf. God sent his Son to be beaten, scrutinized, and persecuted just for you. Yes, that's how this scripture lies weight to God has your back. Let's look at John 10:10, where it talks about, I come that ye may have life and that ye may have it more abundantly. God came. He came, sacrificed his life. If I was a Baptist preacher, I would talk about how he hung his head in the locks of his shoulder. And in the ninth hour, he died. And on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand. Because he doesn't play about his people. And guess what? You are his people. God don't play about you. He sent his Son to see what was going on down here. Because he said, if I can just find one, I'll save the city. One righteous. I get it. You see trouble, dismay, heartbreak, defeat all around you. But I challenge you, I beseech you to stand. Psalms 1:3, be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. Be not moved. Because you got this. Don't let them or that circumstance cause you to break. Stand your ground. Be who you are. Continue to pick up the phone. Continue to go as God leads you. Because guess what? God put that in you because of the anointing, because of the purpose on your life. There can't be nobody else but you. He only created and designed you, the one and only, the original. And guess what? You are needed. As much as you may be dismayed, misused, looked over, and abused, you are needed. If nobody else ever tells you, thank you, I appreciate it, I'm telling you, I appreciate your life. I appreciate your walk. I appreciate who you are, naturally and spiritually, flaws and all. I thank you for you being you, because you were predestined. You are a royal priesthood. Pick your head up. Stand your ground, arch your shoulders, and walk like God told you to walk. Whew. Mighty God. God doesn't play about his people. And I want you to know that you got this. You got this. I know it hurts. You seeing people turning their backs. People treating you any and every kind of way. But they still gonna call on you. They still gonna be the ones to need you in the end. But continue to do what you do. Continue to be the person that God called you to be. Because guess what? You got a God that's working on your behalf. Not only are your needs gonna be met, so Philippians 4:19 talks about that. God's going to supply all your needs. But let's look at Psalms 37. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. Because you delighted in his ways. Then let's keep going. Let's stay over there in Psalms. Yes, you're going to go through things. But God's going to deliver you out of everything because you're righteous. Because you're righteous. Let's go to the New Testament. Let's look over in Matthew where it talks about the Beatitudes. You got a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So be not dismayed. God got your back. God got your back. Who is the King of glory? But the Lord, strong and mighty. But the Lord, who is mighty in battle. He's mighty in your life. Continue to let your light shine among his people. You make a difference. Your life makes a difference. Don't let people taint who you are. Don't let people taint who you are called to be. God's about to bless your socks off. Don't stop. Even in your crying days. Weeping may endure for a night. But guess what? Joy is about to hit your house. Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Woo! Excuse my excitement because I'm helping myself right through here. It may look tempting, but don't go back. Don't disregard who you are. Jude 24:25 says, now unto him who is able to keep him from falling. God, what does you mean when you say who is able? I'm able to sustain. I'm able to make a way where there is no way. I'm able to lift up a bowed down head. I'm able to heal a broken heart. I'm able to give peace to a troubled mind. I'm able to do. Why? Because I'm Lord of Lords. I'm King of Kings. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I have all power in my hand. When I went down in the grave and I took the authority from the enemy. Mighty God. I want you to stand on the authority and the confidence of who God is and who he created you to be. sister, brother, cousin, uncle, whoever. God don't play about you. I love you. Be blessed.